Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's more eclectic-than-usual show, we'll fulfill a request, have some sensational records, have a couple of vocabulary lessons, and celebrate Mother's Day. A recent piece in the online version of Forbes magazine listed 10 words to erase from your vocabulary. They include such non-words, qualifiers, and jargon as but, probably, etc., no, innovative, really, and my personal favorite, the dreaded like, which when used as a filler shows incompetence and poor communication skills. So, like for the first two segments of the show, we're going to give like some musical examples of like the other two words in the list, beginning with like Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. And like, I hope you like it. Thank you.
make her happy, but I'd love someone to make her happy, that old girl of mine. I know I don't deserve her, but there must be someone who deserves her, that old girl of mine. You know that she's refined, just the kind, loves a family. I'm the sort who's a sport, wanna be wild and free, so I can't make her happy, but I'd love someone to make her happy, that old girl of mine. Thank you.
the habit of you. Can't shake the habit of you. The moment you were in my arms, dear, I knew I was a victim of your charms. I lost all my resistance, it seems. Can't keep you out of my dreams. Oh, your magic is tragic. I'm going crazy. You really got the best of me. I love you, baby. What can I do? Oh, I can't break the habit of you.
No doubt figured out from that playlist that the ninth word Forbes magazine would like for you to remove from your vocabulary is can't. According to the article, can't really means I won't or I don't know how, and suggests saying something like I want to learn how to do that instead. Anyway, and there's a meaningless filler word for you, we started off that can't segment with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra in May of 1924, and I can't get the one I want, which Forbes would have composer Lou Handman change to something along the lines of I'm having difficulty getting the one I want. Next, it was Sam Lennon's Ipana Troubadours with I Can't Make Her Happy from October 4th, 1928. The vocalist on that Sidney Clare and Lou Pollock song was Smith Ballou. That was followed by Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and I Can't Realize from July 27th, 1925. George Gershwin wrote the tune, and the Buddy DeSilva lyrics were sung there by Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon. And you just gotta love the slide whistle and the other musical effects in that arrangement. We finished up with Fats Waller and his rhythm, and I Can't Break the Habit of You. I Can't Break the Habit of You was written by Andy Razaf and Charlie Beal, and was recorded February 22, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The 10th word that Forbes would like for you to remove from your vocabulary is never. Never eliminates even the possibility of an idea, which can be both discouraging and naive. Nevertheless, here are some rapidly rotating records about never, beginning with Ace Brigode and his 14 Virginians. Thank you.
hillside where troubles and ills hide. Take me to that hillside and I'll never ask for more. I long for the scenery, homestead mid the greenery. Lead me to that scenery and I'll never ask for more. For in that homestead mid that greenery, on that hillside fair, two longing eyes, two tender lips, two empty arms await me there. She stands at the gateway, makes heaven a straight way. Lead me to that gateway and I'll never ask for more.
Thank you. again with you. I'll never say never kiss you again, 'cause here I'm kissing you again. That's just the thing I said I'd never do. I walked away and said goodbye. I was hasty, wasn't I? I missed you so I thought I'd die. But it's all over now, throw my hat in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again. Head over heels in love again with the same sweet you.
Vocalist Nancy Flake with Frank Daly and his Meadowbrook Orchestra making quite the definite statement, "I'll never say never again, again," on May 23, 1935. Harry M. Woods wrote both the tune and the words. Around 1930, Frank Daly was leading his band, the Meadowbrook Syncopators, at the Four Towers, one of North Jersey's most famous restaurants and supper clubs. One night as the band was leaving the building following a performance, Daly noticed a vacant building across the Newark-Pompton Turnpike. It was originally the Castle Terrace Club, but most recently had been the Royal Pavilion Chinese Restaurant. The band bought the building and renamed it the Meadowbrook after the band. In the mid-30s, Frank Daly bought out his partners, refurbished the space, and reopened it as Frank Daly's Meadowbrook. It had a 4,000-square-foot dance floor and capacity of 1,400 patrons, and was a showcase for America's big bands into the late 1940s. Before Nancy Flake, we heard from America's sweetheart, Ruth Etting, and I'll Never Be the Same, from July 26, 1932. The tune, composed by Mattie Melnick and Frank Signorelli, was called Little Buttercup until lyrics were added by Gus Kahn, and it became I'll Never Be the Same. Before that, from an OK 78 waxed March 15, 1929, it was the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, with Roy Turk and Fred Allert's I'll Never Ask for More. The vocalist there was Smith Ballou. We started off this Never set with one of my favorite bands, Ace Burgaud and his Virginians, in this case 14 of them, and Never Again from around March 18th of 1924. Never Again was written by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Each week in the opening of the show, I say we've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. I guess this next segment qualifies as more. Listener Rich in Illinois recently saw the American Masters biography of violinist Yasha Heifetz on PBS. And while he admits that Heifetz's music isn't what's normally played on this show, he points out that Heifetz made lots of recordings for Victor during the 20s and 30s. In fact, he made his first recordings in Russia around 1911 and his first U.S. recordings in 1917. Rich wondered if we might hear some of Heifetz's fine fiddle playing. I wouldn't have thought of it, but I think it's a pretty good idea. The New York Times has called him perhaps the greatest violinist of all time. Here's Yasha Heifetz.
Thank you.
Yasha Heifetz performing Pablo de Sarasate's Spanish Dance No. 6, Opus 23, No. 2, Zapateado, which translates as The Cobbler. He was accompanied on that December 18, 1924 recording by Isidore Ekron. That was preceded by Heifetz playing not violin, but piano in a 1928 duet with Isidore Ekron on Valencia, written by José Padilla. And we began with Tambourine, composed by Jean-Philippe Rameau, and recorded on September 24, 1924. Once again, accompanying Heifetz on that recording was Isidore Ekron. Since I don't happen to have the original discs, or the 65-CD Heifetz collection, or the 110-CD complete collection, all three of those recordings are from the CD Yasha Heifetz Rediscovered, which contains unissued studio recordings which were never approved by Heifetz for release. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. And we're also on iTunes as a podcast. In this next abbreviated segment, we've got a couple of sensational records. Here are the Emerson Xylophones. Thank you. Well, there are a couple of sensational records. That was Hunter's Serenaders, led by trumpeter Lloyd Hunter, and Sensational Mood, recorded April 21, 1931, one of just two recordings the band made. Sensational Mood was written by Noble Floyd, reed man in the band, and arranger Henry Woods. There are lots of recordings and variations of Sensation Rag, which was written by Eddie Edwards and J. Russell Robinson, both members of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, which recorded Sensation Rag in 1918. It was also recorded by the Wolverines, Joe Venuti, Fletcher Henderson, the Arkansas Travelers, and Paul Whiteman, who also did a variation called Sensation Stomp. George Hamilton Green's All-Star Trio recorded it on January 3, 1919, but we heard a recording made the following month on the Emerson label by a group billed as the Emerson Xylophenes, which is why I played that particular record. The Emerson Xylophenes was likely a pseudonym for the Green Brothers. I've given a detailed history of Mother's Day on past shows, so in an effort to maximize the music, I'll forego that introduction and simply offer a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and to anyone who ever had a mother. Here's the Street Singer.
I'll have the last waltz with Mom. Picture how happy I'll be as we glide along to an old-fashioned song. The whole world will envy me. Her steps may not be up to the time, still she's a partner divine. I'll have the last waltz with Mother, that dear old sweetheart of mine. The music fills the air while the couples wait everywhere. I heard a fellow there tell a sweet little maiden so fair. I'll have the last waltz, sweetheart, with someone else, you see. I've left this waltz open, and now here I'm hoping that you will pardon me. Picture how happy I'll be . The whole world will envy me . Her steps may not be up to the time . Still she's a partner divine. I'll have the last waltz with Mother, that dear old sweetheart of mine.
My sweetheart of old, down in my heart there's a place set apart, a place that you'll hold as the long years unfold. Silver-haired sweetheart of mine, your image divine in my garden of memories so fair. forget me not are blooming there. Far back in the dim used to be, your gentle arms cradled me tenderly. I'll love you until the end of time. Silver-haired sweetheart, mother of mine.
Thank you. talks are all I seem to get. Perhaps I've been a fool, but still some educated folks supposed to be so swell would fail if they were called upon. A simple word to spell. Now if you'd like to put me to a test, there's one dear name that I can spell the best. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. All together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me.
We've heard other recordings of it on the show, but this is the first time for Bobby Breen's April 9th, 1936 recording of M-O-T-H-E-R, a word that means the world to me. The music is by Theodore Morris and the words by Howard Johnson. Boy soprano Bobby Breen was born in 1927 in Canada. He appeared as a child actor in 9 films between 1936 and 1942, most notably the RKO radio picture Rainbow on the River. Best of all, he's still with us. My friend pianist Adam Swanson, whom many of you know, has been in touch with his family and recently received a personally autographed photograph. Best wishes, Bobby. Before Bobby Breen, it was Roy Smek on guitar with his Vita Trio and Walter Donaldson's My Mom from May of 1932. That was preceded by Louis James recording with the Victor Orchestra in May of 1928 and Silver-Haired Sweetheart. Silver-Haired Sweetheart was written by Lou Hersher and Roy Van Hook. And we began our Mother's Day celebration with the street singer, Arthur Tracy, backed by Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, and I'll Have the Last Waltz with Mother. That was written by Harry Tobias, Charlie Tobias, and George Bennett. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.